Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Gimel. We are 10 lines from the top of daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. So yesterday we began the third parak in Mesachtes Chulin, which is almost a Mesachta for itself, and that is Parak Elu Treifas. And the Mishnah began with a list of the Treifas Bebehema. And the Mishnah went on to list 18 treifos, 18 defects, that if an animal has this defect, the halacha is that even if it has a kosher shechita, still you will not be able to eat from the animal. So machlokes in the Gemara, whether the metzias of a treifa is that it's einoi chaya, or whether the metzias of a treifa is that it's chaya. Treifa einoi chaya means that as a result of this defect, it's a mortal defect, the animal will not be able to live. Yoyser miyud beis chaydash. The man that says treifa chaya agrees that at some point this animal is going to die. The question, however, is can it make it past yud beis chaydash? Treifa Chaya holds that it would be able to. Additionally, we saw that there was a Braisa, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, who said, Shmoina Esrei Treifois Nemru L'Moshe Misinai. And in the Gemara, it was Mavur that the 18 Treifois mentioned the Braisa of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel are not the same as the 18 Treifois mentioned in our Mishnah. Either way, the Gemara asked that aren't there more Treifois? V'ho'ika Baskar. You have the Shev Shmaitza, the other Shev Shmaitza. Regardless, we went through some of the Cheshbonis yesterday, moving along. So one of the treifas that were mentioned in our Mishnah is Nikva Hamara. If the animal's gallbladder has a nekev, what does nekev mean? First Rashi in the Perek, kol nekev amashu, a hole, a puncture that's even the size of a mashu, that would be enough to make it a treifa. But we saw in the Gemara that it's really the opinion of Adas Yochid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So it says the Gemara, Hilchois, Chaver, Kizayis, Mara, Kurkavan, Simon. And what these five things have in common is, as we'll see, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, in a Meir that's not that often quoted in Shas, it was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, and he said five halachas, all of which are going to be quoted right here. So the first thing he said was, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halach, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that nikva hamara, a puncture in the gallbladder, is enough to make the animal a treif. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Nikva Hamara is a treifa or Nikva Hamara is not a treifa. Now, the way it's presented in the Talmud Bavli is the Chachamim say, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. The question, however, is there must have been background to this machloikis. There must have been a give or take. Or a shaklevatai. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef says, I have some inside information. I could tell you what went on behind the scenes when Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim debated this question, whether a nekev in the Gemara should render the animal a treifa or not. Says the Gemara, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, how could you tell me a hole in the Gemara makes an animal a treifa? But there's a pasuk, the context over there is Iyov. Iyov says, Yishpeich la'ar, it would appear that Eev had a hole in his gallbladder. So to add insult to injury, amongst everything that Eev was dealing with, he also had a punctured gallbladder. And the gall, those are the contents of the gallbladder, were pouring onto the floor. That's what he said, literally. Yishpeich la'aretz mireirasi. We're not supposed to take it as poetic license, but the chavrei de Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda understood the pasuk literally. Now, vadayin Eev kayim. Eev ended up living 140 years after that rough patch that he went through in life. So what do you see from there? We know that a treifa is a nechaya. So if a hole in the gallbladder would make an animal a treifa, then Eev should have died. So how did Eev live to tell the story? Amalehem. So Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim, you're bringing a raya from Eev. Ein maskira maisen nisim. The whole story of Eev is not something that we can understand. It's above our pay grade. It's lamaila min hateva. And as a result, don't prove from the fact that Eev had a punctured gallbladder, yet he lived, that means that anybody with a punctured gallbladder would be able to. Says the Gemara, Dilei Teima Hachi, and I'll prove it to you. Because Yiflach kil Yosef le'yachma. Another one of the diseases that Eev had at that time is he had kidney disease. A kidney disease that the Gemara assumes for sure would render a person a treifa. Yet, you see that he was able to live. Elo Nisa Shani, you have to say this whole story was Maisa Nisim. That's why he was able to live. What's the proof in the pasuk that there were Maisa Nisim? The Chsib, Rakis Nafshe Shmar, Rashi quotes a Gemara, Mesachis Bava Basra. We went through these Divrei Agada of Eev when we learned Bava Basra together at the end of the first parak. It's many, many Gemaras that discuss the episode of Eev in very great detail. But one of the points that we need for this sugya is that Hashem told the Satan that I want you to torture Eve and I want you to give Eiv Yisurim that the world has never seen. But at the same time, Rakis Nafshei Shmar, you have to make sure that you keep him alive. So the Satan, so to speak, had instructions to keep Eiv alive. Thus, he was forced to keep him alive. Even Shloka Derech Hateva, Hachanam Inista Shani, you can't bring any Urias from you. We'll get back to this. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. A third thing, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kizayis. Halacha is like the man number that says that a person has to have a kizayis of, or an animal has to have a kizayis of its liver in order for it to not be a treifa, in order for it to be kosher. Now, our Mishnah mentioned the liver as one of the simanim of a treifa. The Lashon HaMishnah was, nitel hakoved v'lo yinishtayim menu klo. If the liver was removed from the animal and there's nothing left, the halach is it's a treifa. Clearly implied from the Mishnah is if something would be there, even a chatzi shir, even if it'd be less than a kizayis, that would be enough that the animal should be kosher. The problem is, there's a Mishnah later in the Perek where the Mishnah says very clearly that as long as that the animal has to have a kizayis of its liver in order for it to be kosher. But if you would remove it and some would be left, but that amount left would be less than a kizayis, it would be a problem. At first glance, it would seem to be a stira. Bottom line is, which is the halacha? Is the halacha like the first Mishnah? Or is the halacha like the second Mishnah? So Rabbi Yisrael Yosef said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is ketiv yomer kizayis, the halacha is like the second Mishnah. Meaning an animal has to have at least a kizayis of its liver in order for it not to be a treifa. Frank, think about me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, hachi. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said, I'm Rabbi Reichan, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is stam Mishnah. Rabbi Reichan is the name Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is like stam Mishnah, v'tanan. And our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. Nitlo hakovev It sounds like as long as something's remaining, even if it's less than a kizayis, it's going to be kosher. Afakaf will have a kizayis. So the Gemara says, you're right. It would seem to be at first glance a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Because if Rabbi Yochanan is paskin like the second Mishnah, it means he's not paskin like the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always said, Allahik stam Mishnah must be a Meirah, Nineveh, Libet, Rabbi Yochanan. It must be not everybody agree. This is a little bit of a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan paskin kistam Mishnah, meaning throughout Shas, it's universally accepted that Rabbi Yochanan Shita was halachik stam Mishnah. In this Gemara, what emerges is not true. Not everybody held that way. It was Amira Ninu Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. There was an Amira that said that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the second Mishnah, which means not like the first Mishnah. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan halachik stam Mishnah? I guess not. And then there were Amiram that held Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the stam Mishnah, which would then mean that Rabbi Yochanan would have no choice but to paskin like the first Mishnah in the Perek, which is a very big kula, that as long as the animal has a little bit of liver, that would be enough that it shouldn't be a treifa. But there's a very obvious question on this Gemara. Rashi asked the Kasha, and Tosfos asked the Kasha. And that is, it's true Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Stam Mishnah, but in this case, they're both Stam Mishnah. So if they're both Stam Mishnayis, then maybe over here it's going to be different. What's the Kasha? You have a Mishnah that seems to suggest that an animal that has a little bit of liver, even if it's less than a kizayis, is not a treifa. Then you have an animal that a Mishnah that says no, an animal has to have at least a kizayis of the kavi. They're both stam Mishnah. You have a stira. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like the second stam Mishnah. Freik to Gemara, how could it be? Rabbi Yochanan holds like stam Mishnah. It means he's not paskin like the first stam Mishnah. How does that stem with Rabbi Yochanan sheet of halacha stam Mishnah? I understand Rabbi Yochanan holds like a stam Mishnah, but here you have an issue. You have a stira between two stam Mishnahs, and as a result, you have to pick one, right? This is what else you're supposed to. You can't paskin like both. It's not possible. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha stam Mishnah, but if there's a stam Mishnah kineged stam Mishnah, maybe there Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no choice but to pick and choose which stam Mishnah I want to paskin like. Either way, I and Rashi the Tosfos says the Gemara Vayit. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mara Shenikva, if an animal's Mara has a nekev, which according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, would render the animal a treifa. And, oh, by the way, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this was the first of the five halachas that he said in this morning's daf, that the halachas like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So at this point, this animal is a treifa. So what happens if the mara has a nekev, but the liver of the animal is soismasa? It's stuffing it. It's plugging the hole. Ksheira, that's enough for it to be kashif. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. Finally, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Nikev hakurkevon. If the kurkavan had a nekev, the kiss shaloi kayim, but the kiss is kayim, is intact. Kosher, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. So a kurkavan is translated in English as the gizzard. It's part of the digestive system of an oif, of a bird. So think of the bird's stomach or something like that. Regardless, it's made up of a sac, which is where the food ends up as it goes through the digestive system, and it's surrounded by a wall of tissue. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Rab Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if there's a nekev in the korkovan, that means that wall that's surrounding the korkovan was now punctured. But it didn't impact the sack itself. The nekev didn't go into the actual kiss, into the actual korkovan. So the outer lining was punctured, but it didn't penetrate. Then the halach is, it's going to be kosher, which is a chiddush. The Gemara clears a shayla. What if it was in the reverse? Nekev akiss. What if there's a hole in the kiss, but the korkovan kayin, but the wall surrounding it is cut. I guess the hole came from the inside. What would be the halacha there? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Amar Rav Nachman, Nikev Zebeloizeh, kosher, that if either one has a nekev, but both don't have a nekev, that's going to be kosher. It means what Rabbi Yosef said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if the nekev is in the korkovan, but the kiss is kayim, it's kosher. It was lav dafka in that order. Meaning if it was in the reverse order, it would be the same halacha. The only way it'd be considered a treifa is if it's both the surrounding wall and the kiss itself that would have the hole. Omar Rava, Shnei Oyres Yeshloi LeVeshet. The Veshet, the esophagus, is made up of two layers of skin. Chitzoin Edom, the outer, is red, upnimi lava, and the inner is white. Nikev zeh b'lo zeh kosher. And when the Mishnah says that Nikev HaVeshet, Nekuvas HaVeshet, which is the first of the Yudches Treif, is mentioned in the Mishnah, is considered a treifa, that's only if it goes through both. But if only one of the Veshets, so to speak, would have the nekev, it would be okay. Says the Gemara, Lomadli the Meimachit and Edipnimi Lavan. It's very important halacha what Rava said, that the only time the Kuvas HaVeshet is considered a treifa is if it goes through both layers. But why was it important for Rava to say that the outer one is red and the inner one is white? I mean, what if the outer one is white and the inner one is red? Is that really important when you're sitting and learning Chulin Daf Mem Gimel? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's very important. You know why? The Chal of Treifa. What he meant to say was it has to be in that order. And if you would find an animal that had it in the reverse order, it would actually be a problem. We would look at it as a defect that the animal has. It would render the animal a Treifa. What would be the halacha if the two holes, the two nekovin, were not aligned properly? I mean, we just said two halachos of treifos where you need the hole to go through two layers. The first context that we said was Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, regarding the korkovan. Nikavat korkovan is considered a treifa, but there's two parts to the korkovan. What the Gemara refers to as the kiss, what the Gemara refers to as the korkovan itself, that's that wall that surrounds the kiss. The neck would have to go through both. If the neck doesn't go through both, it wouldn't be considered a treifa. Now we just had a similar halacha regarding the kuvas haveshet, regarding the esophagus. It's made up of two layers. The outer one is red, the inner one is white. And you would need that the nekev should go through both of them in order for it to be considered a treifa. So again, there's these two layers that the nekev has to go through in order to render the animal a treifa, both in the context of a oif when describing the treifa of the korkovan, and with regards to the behema, or the oif, but in this case the behema, when we're talking about the nekuvas haveshet. And in both cases it has to go through two layers. The question is, what happens if the two holes, meaning the hole went through both layers, but they weren't aligned? One was on top and the one was on the bottom. So the outer, the edoim, the red layer of the esophagus, has a hole on the upper part, and the white chelik has one on the lower part. Says the Gemara, Amar Azutra Mishmei Rapapa, Beveshet Kasher. In the context of Beveshet, it's going to be Kasher, but Korkovan Pasul. But as relates to the Korkovan, there it's going to be Pasul. And the Pasha Pshan in the Gemara, the svar behind this is what's a Veshet? Veshet's a pipe. It's the food pipe. The food goes through the Veshet. Being that it passes through the Veshet, the Gemara assumes that unless you have two holes that are aligned with each other that goes directly through the esophagus, then the fact that there's a hole there is not going to impact the animal. If you have a hole where food can actually go through, where things can actually get messed up, that's when the animal becomes a treifa. But for that, you would need the hole to go through the entire veshet. In this case, you don't have one hole that goes through the entire veshet. You have a hole in the outer part of the veshet, you have a hole in the inner part of the veshet, but because of the fact that they're not aligned with each other, nothing is going to happen. Now, maybe there should be a concern that somehow somebody's going to seep through the inner hole and make its way out through the outer hole. Tain is the Gemara, that being that the food is going through it, it's not such a chashash. As opposed to the kurkavan, that's the stomach. What happens happens in the stomach. The food sits in the stomach. Being that it sits there, so even though these two holes are not aligned with each other, but it's going to spend some time there, and as a result, you never know what could happen. But the Gemara said, Naska for Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I think in Svara just the opposite. Ad Rabba, Veshet to Achlabe, Upaabe. The Veshet, which number one is the food pipe, but additionally, the Veshet is also attached to the trachea, which means that every time the animal breathes, the Veshet is moving. As a result, Revach Gamdale Upashtale. So it keeps on expanding and contracting every time the animal breathes. So Zimnin de Mahandazin Bahadi Adade. So then there's a concern that even though the two holes are not aligned with each other, but maybe being that it's so active, the Veshet, at some point the holes may align a little bit better. But Kurkuma, the Menach Nayach, Kidakai Kai, but the Kurkuma doesn't move. Being that it doesn't move, if the holes are not aligned with each other, over there you don't have to. So it's really two ways of looking at it. Either way, Amalir Rav Acha, Bidur Rav Yisrael, Rav Ashi, Hachim Minim Mishmeid Marzutra, the Amalir Mishmeid Rav Papa, Kavoseich. I traced this back all the way to Rav Papa. I heard like you, not like what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Amalir Marzutra made Rav Papa, Beveshet, Kasha, Bekurkivan, Puzzle, where the two holes are not aligned with each other. Said the Gemara, Rav Acha, Bidur Rav Yisrael, told Rav Ashi, I heard from Marzutra, name Rav Papa, just the opposite. Not the way it was previously reported, but rather the way you thought it in Svara, that regarding the Veshet, if there's two holes not aligned with each other, it's still going to be puzzled, because being that it's so active, we're concerned that something bad can happen. As it relates to the Kurkavan, being that it sits in one place, over there we actually do not have to worry. Just one more Gemara. If an animal goes into the Veshet and he sees that there's a little scab, so the it looks a little like there must have been a nekev, there must have been a hole in the veshet, and now it healed. And because it healed, there's a scab. So the question is, do you have to look at it as nekuvas of veshet right now? It's considered a trefa, or do you not have to? So Rabba said that scab is not a scab, meaning it's not considered healed. We look at it still as nekuvas of veshet. The animal is going to be a trefa. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. Tosfos in many places in Shas brings a very big chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam. We mentioned that the laws of treifa impact animals. Perek Eilu Treifas is a Masechtas Chulin that deals with shechita of an animal, a behema, a chaya, a oif. But the halachas of treifas also impact bnei adam. It impacts human beings. You have sugis in Masechtas Sanhedrin. If somebody kills a treifa, is a treifa kosher le'edus? Is he not kosher le'edus? Edus she'ati yochel azima. So there's many halachas in Shas that deal with human beings where the laws of treifa are impacted as well. Tais brings from Rabbeinu Tam in many places. The Rabbeinu Tam said that even though you find halachas of treifa regarding a behemoth, and you find halachas of treifa regarding bnei adam, the halachas are not one and the same. So you can't sit down and learn Perek Eilu Treifas and learn that there were yud ches treifas that were never halacha l'moshe misinai, and the way the Rambam brings it at the end of Perek Yud Hilcha Shechita that there's many toldois of treifas as well, and in totality he says there's 70, and a machloikis of treifa chaya, treifa enicha, and all the gemaras, 25 blot of gemara, most of which deal with laws of treifas that we're about to learn. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you can't cut and paste, you can't apply these principles that we're learning now in Perek Eilu Treifas to the halachas of treifa bnei adam, because bnei adam and adam are not the same. So this treifas of adam, this treifas of behemois, and they are not one and the same. One place where Tosfos says is in Sechta Zvachim, Dav Kufte Zayin Amanal. The context over there is the Gemara is discussing Noach's status when he entered the Teva. And the Gemara has a Havamina in the Cheshbon of the Gemara whether Noach was a Trefa or whether Noach was not a Trefa. Great Tosfos Akasha. How could there be a discussion in a Gemara, an entire half a Amid of Shas, whether Noach was a treifa? By the way, this is Gemara in a few places. Whether Noach was not a treifa? Vim toimar v'aloichai achri ken gimel me'oshana. We know that Noach lived after the flood for 300 years. We pass in treifa in echaya. So if treifa is in echaya, bal karchach, Noach wasn't a treifa. Yeah, so maybe in real time he was a treifa, was not a treifa. I have no idea. But in hindsight, which is 2020, we know for sure that Noach was not a treifa because he lived 300 years after the Mabel. Azayfrei Tais Sakasha. So Tais says a teretz. And Tosfos says, "Rabbeinu Tam hoyu rogel lechalik bein treifos the adam, the treifos the behema." The Rabbeinu Tam used to say a chilek, and this was one of his makayrus, that there's a difference between a treifa the adam and a treifa the behema mishum. And what's the reason? The adam islay masla, because a person has masla. A person has masla. A person's different. A behemoth has no masla, quote unquote. A person does have masla, and because of the fact that a person has masla, it's going to be different. Now Tosfos Bir Kam doesn't explain what he means when he says other mislay maza. So what came to mind, of course, is Baba Kama that Beis and Beis. The Gemara over there discusses a mu'ed, a shayr hamu'ed, an animal that shtoist two times or three times or four times, a shayr hamu'ed. So the halacha is mu'ed la'adam, havi mu'ed la'behema. But mu'ed la'behema, lay havi mu'ed la'adam. An animal that's a shayr hamu'ed because it shtoises people, it's considered a mu'ed with regards to the behemah as well. So if it kills a behemah, you're going to have to pay nezek shalom. But if you have an animal that's a mu'ed lebehemah, it doesn't necessarily make him a mu'ed lebehemah. Says the Gemara, why? Because Adam is le mazla, and a behemah is less le mazla. And Rashi over there, Bava Kama, that pays on the base, says two pshatim. A more balabatish pshat, a more practical pshat, and then a more hibi-jibi pshat. Says Rashi, Adam is le mazla, shleish le das, lishmer is kufa. A person knows how to take care of himself. An animal doesn't know how to take care of itself. So just because an animal is a mu'ed and knows how to get a behemah, yeah, a behemah, sometimes it's hard for him to protect its blind side. But an Adam, a human being, he's his le mazla. So Rashi, shleish le das, lishmer is kufa. As a result, it's going to know how to look out for itself, and it's for that reason, it's not going to, just because you're a mu'ed behemah doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a mu'ed la'adam. Then Rashi says a different shot, that it could be mazlum means a person has a malach that watches him, that protects him, ayin b'achroinim. But the bottom line is Rebbeinu Tam just said that Adam is le mazla, and as a result the laws of treifos are impacted differently when it comes to bnei Adam and when it comes to a behemah. Pashut, the way he retaises is that even though it's true treifa in a chaya, maybe that's only by a behemah, but maybe the idea of treifa in a chaya is not by bnei. That's a very big chiddush, if that's really what Rebbeinu Tam means. That's what Tosfos says over here in another place where Tosfos says this is in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And the context over there is a very well-known Gemara. It's tucked away in the middle of the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So we know that at the very end, Vespasian sends his son Titus to go destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And when Titus arrives in the Beis HaMikdash, he does something very terrible. He performs an act that would go down in history as perhaps the worst avera that a person ever did. It says the Gemara, Me'asa. What did he do? Tafaz Zayna B'yada. He took a Zayna, V'nichtas L'Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. V'yitziya Sefer Torah. And he took Sefer Torah. V'ovar Oleo Avin. And he was boiled the Zayna on top of the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadosh. V'not else, he wasn't done. Then he took a sword. V'gider Esa Pareiches. And he cut the Pareiches. V'nasa Nes. V'yadam V'atzves V'yoytze. Blood was coming out. K'sava Harikas Atzme. And that's the Gemara over there. Says the Gemara that Eiv was very proud of what he did. And he walks out of the Kodesh HaKadosh with a lot of gaiva. He goes onto his boat, Arch of Titus. He's on his way back to Rome, carrying the menorah, maybe not the menorah. Either way, says the Gemara, Amadol of Nachshol Shabiyam L'Toyvay. Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that such an avera requires Matan Schar B'Tzidah. Titus is going to have to be punished right now for what he just did. So the Nachshol Shabiyam, the Hashem creates this ridiculous storm, and Titus' ship is about to sink. Omar, so Titus said, Kumaduma Ani, I think She'eleheim Shalelu Ingvurasei Elabamayim. I know God is powerful, and I know He avenges sometimes the Jews, but at the same time, it looks like He has one trick. There's one way that He knows how to do this. He knows it with Mayim. But Pari, what happened when Pari came? Tebei b'mayim, right? He sunk him in the sea. These parishes. But Sisra, what happened? Tebei b'mayim. Afloim adolai lo tavei b'mayim. Im hu gibor? Said Titus, if HaKadosh Baruch was a real gibor, yalu liyabasha. Let's see if he can come to the yabasha. V'yas imim luchama. Let's see if he can fight with me on the ground. Yotza baskova amrulay. Rasha ben Rasha, memanoj aleza v'rasha. Briya kali eshtoi b'ilami. I want to tell you something. I'm going to give you a little class in zoology. I have a very little bria. It's called a yatush, a gnat. And you're going to see that it's going to fight a war with you, and let's see who's going to win. I lay the yabasha, v'tas imam mecham. So the Gemara says, olu liyabasha, bo yatush, v'nichnas b'chayt mo. Yatush came, it entered his nose, v'nikar b'moichay sheva shanim, and it's been clapped for 7 years. Yoy mechad, havikacholov, abodo, debay napcha. One day he was passing a blacksmith. Shama kol arzafta. He heard a the smith who was clapping, ishtatik. And when that happened, this yutush stopped pecking. It stopped doing its thing. And he had a little bit of relief. Omar, he said, ikutakanta. He was so excited. So he had blacksmith. They would come to his palace and they'd be clapping off in cup. Omar says, if this smith was a non-Jew, a Gentile, he would give him 4 zuzim, li Yisrael. But if he was a Yid, Omar, he told him, I don't have to pay you. Why? Because you're seeing Hashem take revenge from your enemies. That should be worth more than the few shekels that I'm going to give you. Machi. This went on for 30 days. Makam Ve'elach. The end of the 30 days, Kivin the Dash Dash, the Yatush already got used to this sign, this noise. It wasn't doing anything for him at that point. It was already over. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amra Pinchas Ben Aruf, Ania Yisi Ben Gdeli Roimi. I was one of the dignitaries in Rome. Ukishemes, when Titus died, Patsuas Moichai. So they did an autopsy. They opened up his brain, literally. Umatsubai, and they found Kitsipar Jerar. They found that this Yatush had grown to a bird. It was Mishkal Shneisla. And one of these different versions of how much it weighed. Either way, this is a well-known story about Titus HaRasha. So what happened? This Yatush entered the brain of Titus, and the Niker b'moichai, and it was clapping, literally, on the brain for 7 years. Freitas Sakasha says, I don't understand. We know that one of the treifas that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Ve'lu treifas, this is a Masechtas Gittin, daf nun vav amud beis, smack in the middle of our Gada to Gemara. We know that one of the treifas is Nikur of Kum Shalmayach, that if the membrane that surrounds the brain gets punctured, that means that the animal becomes a treif. And we know the laws of treifa don't just impact animals, they impact Bnei Adam as well. And we pass in treifa in a chaya. So if treifa is in a chaya, how could Titus have had this yatush, which later grew into a tzipor that was mishkal shnei slaim, clapping on his brain for 7 years? L'chaya had to get into the brain. It went through the krum shemamayach. So if it went through the krum shemamayach, if that's the case, then l'chaya, it's nikav akrum. If it's nikav akrum, it should have been treifa. He had no business living for 7 years. Says, Tois is not a kasha. Why not? Why not? Because if you paid attention to the Lashon HaGemara, when Medayik L'shoinei Shalzah, of this Divrei Agada, the Lashon HaGemara is Bayatush V'nichmas B'chaytmai. It went in through the nose. It says, Tosfos HaKubi, if it goes in through the nose, that's how this nekev happens. Maybe over there it's going to be different. V'oidei Shloimer, says Tosfos, V'oidei Shchiluk Ben Trefus Da'adon L'Behemo, Kidda Barish Berakam of the Erevin, Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoy throughout Shas. Says Tosfos, we could chalk this up as another riot, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said there's a chiluk between Trefus Da'adon and Trefus Da'Behemo. So it's true in Perakelu Trefus, Nikav HaKrum Shal Mayach, that makes a treifa. And based on that, Titus would have had no business living for another 7 years. But that's all by a treifa the behema. There's a difference between a treifa the behema and a treifa the adam. Either way, Rabbeinu Tam said a very important yesod. Again, this yesod is mentioned throughout Shas. Even when Tosfos quotes it, he says, "Rogel Rabbeinu Tam." This is a big yesod, one of the big famous Rabbeinu Tams, right? Some of them we know. This is a famous Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam said in Hilchas Treifas is a chiluk between a treifa the adam and a treifa the behema. We have a raya from Noach. We have a raya from Titus. Regardless, I'm afraid in the achrayim, and everybody asks this kasha. Not the achrayim, I'm sorry. It's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos himself asks this kasha in Zvachim Daf Kuf Dazayin Amad Aleph. Noach is a riot, Rabbeinu Tam. Titus is a riot, Rabbeinu Tam. But if Toichiach, Eve is also a biblical figure. How are we going to explain Eve? Because we had a Gemara over here where the Gemara said that how could you tell me that a hole in the Mara is a treifa? You see that Eve lived past Yud Beis Chodesh, and then the Gemara mentioned with a diseased kidney, L'chaira, what's the kasha? Maybe as it relates to a behema, Nikfa Hamara, is a treifa, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said. You have a Gemara? The Gemara was talking about an Adam. Just like the Krum Shel Noach wasn't a problem for Titus, and just like whatever treifa the Gemara thought Noach was, wasn't an issue. He lived another 300 years. See, Eve was able to live another 140 years, whatever the exact number was, even after he went through this episode. What did Gemara say? Ein maskirin meisen nisen. Don't bring rise for miracles. What do you have to come on to a miracle? Now, maybe it wasn't a maifas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the way it is. That it's true, treif ein echai, but that's only by behema. But maybe as it relates to an adam, maybe over there it's going to be different. So we have to spend some more time on Rabbeinu Tam shita. But this is Rabbeinu Tam part one. Either way, zok de Gemara vaite va'amar rabo veshet ein loy bedika mi bachutz ela mi befnim. So we just mentioned that the veshet has two layers. There's an outer layer, there's an inner layer. The outer layer is red, the inner layer is white. So Rabbi said that when you're doing a bedika on a veshet and you want to see if there's something wrong with it, so you can't do the bedika mibachotz. Because presumably what you're going to be looking for is blood, and being that the outer layer, we'll see what this means in a second, the outer layer of the veshet is red, so you're not going to be able to see blood, because red against red isn't going to show. Bifnin, the way you would have to do it is you'd have to look at the inner layer. If you look at the inner layer, there, which is white, so the blood is going to show. It says, why are we looking for blood? So Rava said, it's negeya, suffik drusa. Where it'd be negeya is if you have an animal, and you have a suffik, whether it was a drusa or it was not a drusa. So drusa is the treifa that's mentioned in the Torah. Ubasa basa, the treifa loy sechel, right? That is the
The Torah is one example that it gives of a treifa. Everything else is halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. Meaning, you have an animal, it was clawed, or was trampled on by another animal. That in and of itself makes the animal a treifa. So you don't even have to do any inspections. If you know that it was a drusa, that in itself is a problem. What we're dealing with is when you had a suffix drusa. We have it sad that maybe this animal was clawed. What would create the suffix? So it's really Gemara's later. But, you know, you walk into your pen and you see a lion there, and you see one of your lambs there, and the lamb is making noises, and, you know, the lion has this guilty look. The Gemara actually depicts a very similar picture to this later in the parak. But regardless, that you have reason to suspect that maybe there was some foul play here, although you don't know for sure. So then you start doing bedikas. You could look at the veshet. If you see a little bit of blood, that would be a simen that maybe it was a drusa. So Rava said, when you have a shayla, yeah, drusa, no drusa. So what's the halacha? You do bedikah. You do an inspection. So suffik drusa, if you're looking for blood, you have to look from the inside. You can't look from the outside because the outside is red, so it's not going to show up. Says the Gemara, he's suffik drusa, that's why they come in the Rabbah. So again, Rabbah was the one that said this. And the Gemara says, a maisa shaya kachaya, where there was a suffix drusa that was presented to Rabbah. And Rabbah starts looking at the veshen, and he was looking at it from the outside. So Abaya told Rabbah, right? Abaya was Rabbah's Talmud. So he says, Rebbe, how could you be looking from the outside? Aren't you the one that said veshen ein lebedika from the outside? Elami bifnim. So the Gemara says, afche Rabbah ubatke. So what Rabbah did was, he flipped it around, and then he was baidik. And then he found two little splats of dam. V'tarfa, and he made it a treifa. Says the Gemara, v'Rabba Nami, Rabba knew this all along, but l'chududi l'Abaya, he wanted to see if Abaya was going to pick up on that. I mean, Rabba was the one that said that you can't check the veshet from the outside, so how was he himself? He didn't need Abaya to remind him of what he said, says the Gemara. He was just trying to test Abaya to see whether Abaya was sharp enough to be able to point out this mistake. Amarula, yashav l'koitz b'veshet, ein choshesh in shema hivri. What happens if an animal has a thorn in its veshet, but there's no nekef? So there's a thorn there, but there's no puncture that goes through that would render the animal a treifa. The shaila is, do you have to be concerned that if there's a koitz, that means that presumably there was a nekef? The nekef is not there, it healed. But once there's a nekev, we said the scab is not a real heel. As a result, maybe we should treat it right now as a treifa. So the halach is a bikula, a marula, yashav like koitz beveshet, ein choshishin, shema hivri. Says the Gemara, ula ula, maishma mi safik drusa. Why is this different than a safik drusa? We said that when it comes to a safik drusa, we're concerned. We have to be chayish that maybe this animal was really clawed. Maybe it's a treifa. I mean, it sounds like a very big kula, tainas the Gemara, that you have a koitz in the veshet, right? There's reason to, you have a smoking gun. And there's reason to assume that maybe something happened over here. But at the same time, what's the halacha? Ein chayish in shema hivri. So why by safik drusa, where you have circumstantial evidence that would seem to tell a story that maybe the animal was clawed, there we go, the chumra. So the Gemara says, you're assuming it's not a Mishnah. Everybody agrees with that. Ula holds. So Ula's l'shitasa. Ula's consistent. Ula's not worried that maybe the kites made a hole and now it healed somehow. Ula's also not worried about a safik drusa. Says the Gemara, I hear what? Ula's not worried about sfeikis? And a very interesting Gemara. The next 10 lines with the Gemara is going to throw in a lot of lamdasha ideas. We'll do what we do, but says the Gemara, how could you tell me that you're not chayish l'safik drusa? How can you tell me that if there's a koitz and a veshet, you're not concerned that maybe there was really a nekev there? Why is it different that if somebody has two pieces of meat, one is kosher meat, the other meat is chaylev, it's chayvi krisos? And what's the halacha? If someone has a safik, which one he ate, he has to bring an asham talui. Obviously, mi safik, you're going l'chumra. Why? If you're not chayish l'safik drusa, and you're not worried about the koitz that's in the veshet, why are you worried about this? The Gemara says, "Hasam is chazik isura." No, there it's different because over there it's a chazik. You know for sure you have a non-kosher piece of meat. You're just not sure which one you ate. But being that there's a vaday non-kosher piece of meat, there it's going to be different. What about somebody who shechts? Shaykh was doing his thing. He did a shechita, and then he saw a pkam. He saw a nix on the knife. If there's a pkam on the knife, that's a problem, because then there's a concern that maybe the shechita wasn't done properly. And over there's a suffix. It's a very big issue. Now, over there was no vaday yeser. In the case of two chatichos, he had one piece of meat that was chaylev. What's vaday yeser? There's a concern that being that
you know there was an issue with the knife, but not the piece of meat. Maybe the animal became a treifa. You went ahead, you don't have the animal anymore, you chopped it up, it's already in the, it's in the Fleischgeschäft already, so it's too late to go do a bedika. So why is it a problem? L'chayra, if you're not chayish for Sofik Drusa, you're not chayish for the kites that's in the veshet, so why are you worried over here that because there was a pagam on the knife, maybe there was an issue? So the Gemara says the obvious answer. Hasam is the Ali Reyes, the Basaki. Over here, even though there's nothing, there's no real piece of meat for sure that's also, but at least the knife, which is the core of why we're concerned now, has a reis on it. It has a pekam. Says the Gemara, why is this different than every sofik tumah where the halacha is b'shus hayachad tzvekei tam? According to you, why are you asking me a kasha from sofik tumah b'shus hayachad? Maybe bring a raya to me from sofik tumah b'shus hayachad where there is tzvekei tar. That's learned out from Saita. You can't bring any rayas from there. The obvious question the Gemara should have asked this is, why don't we ask from a piece, somebody has a piece of meat in front of him, and he's not sure if it's kosher meat or it's non-kosher meat. He has a suffix. He just doesn't know for the are you allowed to eat that piece of meat? Somebody has a piece of meat. He's just not sure if it's kosher. Not shtechaticha is where one is for sure aser. There's no sakim paguma. We're not talking about suffix tumma, which is all halacha l'moshim yisinai. Very simple. A person has a piece of meat in front of him. He's not sure if it's kosher or not kosher. Suffix the rice l'chumra. So why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha? Ulo, you're telling me you're not worried about suffix drusa. What about every most suffix the rice l'chumra? There's no vadai iser. There's no reyes. There's just no suffix. Good old fashioned suffix. I'm just not sure. So if I'm not sure, you can go l'chumra. Right? Isn't that the halacha of suffix the rice l'chumra? So I am berishayim. Either way, Yosef, how many rabbanu kamei the rav kana be Yosef v'kamar. So one of the rabbanu was sitting in front of kana. He said the following: Nimtzas itmar. He said over ulo's halacha. What was ulo's halacha again? Yosef lekoyts beveshet. If you had a koyts, a thorn that was stuck into the veshet of the animal, it's not a problem. You don't have to worry. Now this. One of the Rabbanon, when he said over this halacha, he said over a little bit differently. He said if it was nimtzes, if it was found inside the veshet, it wasn't lodged in the veshet, it was found in the veshet. And what he added was, avol yashav cheshina. But if it was actually lodged into the wall of the veshet, that would be a problem. Amalu Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said leit tzisulei, don't listen to what he just said. Why not? Yashav itmar, the halacha is yashav abel nimsas like it's through leila ula. But if it was only nimsas in the vashah, you don't even need ula for that. Of course, it's going to be okay. Why? Because the kulu chayi briyasa kutzi achlon. Because all the chayas, they're always eating thorns. I mean, anytime you chop up an animal, you're going to find thorns inside the vashah. So don't bring me rayas from there. That has absolutely no bearing. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. That is, we mentioned very briefly yesterday the Rambam in Perikei Hilchas Shechita. So again, it says the halacha of treifa in one pasuk in the Torah explicitly. It's implied in another pasukim, but mefurish, it's one pasuk. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's tucked away. It says ubasa b'sal the treifa loisachel, which literally means a drusa, an animal that was clawed. Loisachel, animal's alive because if it's not alive, it's anyways in a vela. So we're talking about an animal that's alive. Says the Torah loisachel, you should not eat it. Stating that halacha l'moshim yisinai, we know yudches treifos. That's only of treifos, and you have the seven. All the toldos. There's a whole says the Rambam perikay halacha gimel hilchas shechita. Even though all the treifas halacha l'meishim yisinai, hoyel ve'inuchah beferish b'toyre eladrusa, being that mefurish in the Torah, there's only one, and that's a drusa chmiruba. The halacha is that a drusa is more chamer. The chol suffik sheyistapik bedrusa aser. And it's where is it manifest the chumra? That if you have a suffik, if an animal's a drusa, or if an animal's not a drusa, you go to chumra. What about other treifos? V'shar minei treifos? Yesh ben tzfekos mutarim. Not always is the suffik going to be aser. But sometimes the suffik is going to be mutar, k'moy sheyizbar. So says the Rambam, something fascinating. It's true, all the treifos are the same. There's nothing to talk about. Every treif is the same. But at the same time, you do have to realize that the Torah wrote one mefurish. The other ones we only know mipia kabbalah. We know halacha l'mayish misinai, which suggests that there's something more chomer about Jerusalem than all the other ones. Where does it manifest itself? The chumra says the Rambam when it comes to a Jerusa, kol suffik sheyistapik b'Jerusa asa. Every suffik Jerusa is going to be asa. When it comes to one of the other treifos, yesh ben tzveikos mutarim, it's not necessarily going to always be asa. In other words, the Rambam saying very, very clearly, shvarz and weiss, that suffik Jerusa is more chomer than an ordinary suffix. Fred and Achrayim, every single Achrayim asks this kasha, that I don't understand how the Rambam learned this Gemara, and that's Mamash before the Gemara. The Gemara over here asks the kasha that Rabbi said, Veshet,
Ein loy bedika. Please said the Gemara's kasha was that Ula said, I'm sorry, Yashav loy koitz beveshet. Ein chayish shem ivri. That if an animal has a koitz inside its veshet, right? That loch is, you're not worried. Why not? Misafik, you can assume that there was never a nekiv there. And as we have not faith to Gemara, why is it different than a safik drusa? Why is it different than a Safik Drusa? Safik Drusa, that's the Rambam. That's Mefurish in the Torah. By a Safik Drusa, you go L'chumrah. As it relates to other treifas, you don't necessarily always go L'chumrah. But that question, Maishnami Safik Drusa, in light of what the Rambam says in Perakei Halacha Gimel Hilchashchita, is very, very shver. Now, the answer to that kasha is a real treifas teretz. We're not ready for that. But the truth is, there's another kasha on the Rambam. That is, the Archa Shulchan, the Hilchas Treifas, Simi Chav Tes, it's Yischofei asks as follows: Vatam shekosav b'Rambam, d'lochei machmurina b'drusa yoisem b'neishum mefurish b'tayra. In a kavana shehi chamura yoisem midavash alachem yesh mesin. Says the Aruch Hashulchan, yeah, it's pasha to me that even though the Rambam says that drusa is more chamur because drusa is mefurish in the Torah, he doesn't mean that something that's mefurish in the Torah is more chamur than alachem yesh mesin. Chalila loy makay. Yeah, it's also to say that. You're not allowed to say that. Because you're somehow questioning the validity of and the credibility of Halacha L'Mayim Shemisinai. Halacha L'Mayim Shemisinai and a Pasuk is one and the same. Teresh B'Ksav, Teresh B'Apeh. There's no... The Haitzim Yiliban Shal Tzodaykim. Chalil Olay Merkei. You're not allowed to say that. There's no difference between Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Apeh. V'oy, and more so, says Darach HaShulchan, Dal Pia Halacha L'Mayim Shemisinai, Kulam nichlalu bepasik the treif alay sachelu. What's the halacha l'mayshim isinai? The pasik means this, and oh, by the way, there's that also. No, the halacha l'mayshim isinai incorporates all the treifas in the pasik. You have to know where its merum is in the pasik. But the point is, there's no way that there's a seder that something that's mefurish in the Torah could be more chamor than halacha l'mayshim isinai. And based on that, he mutches. So what does the Rambam mean? And he says a pshat, ayin sham. But I think that it's worth mentioning one maramakim. We spoke this out before, and that is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, in his Kuntres Divrei Sefer, says just the opposite. Rabbi Chanan says, I'm going to tell you your side. And that is that we know this Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Apeh. Anything that's mefurish in Teresh B'Ksav is more chomer than something that we only know from a drasha, something that we only know from Teresh B'Apeh. And even if both things are dinei d'oraisa, it doesn't matter. Something that's mefurish in the Torah is more chomer than something that's not mefurish in the Torah. He brings four rayas. Let's just mention two. The first raya is that we know the halacha is that bia b'miktsa shmabia. Machlikas in the Gemara. Bia b'miktsa shmabia or bia b'miktsa loy shmabia. So, for example, a tummy is not allowed to enter the Azar. What if he does Biyah B'miktas? What if his hands enter the Azar? So it's a shayla in the Gemara. Tosfos in Masechtas Vachon, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, this is where we spoke this out, asks Akasha that we know that the Metzora, as part of his Tahira, he would have to stand by the Sharm Yiknar. He would have to stick his hands, his matnam behind us, so that he can get the Tahira from the Asham of the Metzora that he brought. According to the man that holds Biyah B'miktas Shmabia, when this Metzora sticks his hands into the Azara, he's walking into the Azara. So why are we making him much? He has to have his hands stretched out. Why can't he just walk in? If Biyah B'miktas is Loy Shmabia, so it makes sense. You don't want him to walk in, because then he's going to be over the Isser of Tumas Miktash V'Kadosh. But if Biyah B'miktas is Shmabia anyways, so he anyways walked in. If he anyways walked in, what's the point of this charade? Let him stand here, let him stick his hands in. Just walk in. Yeah, anyways, walking in. Says Tosfos, it's true, Biyah B'miktas Shmabia. But being that it's not mefurish in the Torah that Biyah B'miktas, it's for that reason we'd rather violate a Biyah B'miktas than violate a Biyah Skulai. Not that there's a difference. There's no difference between Biyah B'miktas and Biyah Skulai. If you hold Biyah B'miktas Shmabia and somebody enters Biyah B'miktas, he's over Tumas Miktash V'Kadashah. But at the end of the day, when it says in the Torah that a Tommy's not allowed to enter, the literal meaning of the pasuk is you can't enter Shainahai. Now we learn out. But if we're gonna have to violate one of them, we'd rather violate the Biyah B'miktas than go ahead and violate the one that's mefurish in the Torah. Another raya Rabbi Chanan brings is the famous Ran, the Ran in the Dorm, Daf Chesam and Aleph, where we know the halacha is that if somebody makes a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah or to be mekayim a mitzvah, so the halacha is the shvua is not chal, right? Ain't shvua chal a shvua. We're mushbav me'ar Sinai to do mitzvahs and to not do averes. So the halacha of the shvua is not gonna be chal. But the Ran famously says, this is Nedarim and Shvuas 101, that the only time
levatal as a mitzvah is not chal. That's only if it's a mitzvah that's mefurish in the Torah. It's Torah shebiksav. But if it's Torah shebapeh, then you don't have this halach. Says Rav Chanan, it's mefurish aran. So you see in the Ran, there's a chumrah in Torah shebiksav versus Torah shebiksav, even though they're both deraisa. No one said not. And here you have a real halachic nafkumino. The halacha says the Ran, nishba levatal, nishba laver, that whole idea is only if something that's mefurish in the Torah. But if something is not mefurish in the Torah, over there you're not going to have that halacha. It brings another ayah, by the way, from a Gemara Masechtas Zvachim, worth mentioning, in Perek Kol HaTodr. So the Gemara over there is discussing, right, the Seder. Kol HaTodr Mechaveru, Koidum Lechaveru, Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveru, Koidum Lechaveru, Todr Mechudesh, Ezem Mehem Koidum, all those Gemaras, Chattis and Oila. So we've seen a lot. So one of the things that the Mishnah over there says, that a Chattis always comes before an Asham. So if you have a Shaila, bring a Chattis. You have a Shaila, bring an Asham. Bring the Chattis. Why? Says the Gemara, because Chattis has two things over Asham. Number one, the Chattis went on the four corners in the Mizbeach. The Asham was Shtayim Shein Arba. Va'ala Yisoid. And the Shirayim of the Chattis went on the Yisoid. Now, if you read the Gemara, it sounds like the Shirayim of an Asham did not go on the Yisoid. That's not true. The Shirayim of an Asham also went on the Yisoid. And the Tosfos Yontif already points that out in the Mishnah. Says the Tosfos Yontif, so what does it mean when the Mishnah says that the Chattis is on the Yisoid, not the Asham? What it means is that by the Chattis it says Mefurish in the Torah that the Shirayim goes on the Yisoid. The Asham we only learn from Midrasha. And being that by one it's Mefurish in the Torah, the Din Shirayim, the other one it's only by the Torah Shva Peh, that makes Chattis Mekudish Mechaver. It's unbelievable. So Chattis is more Kaddish than Asham because Chattis has a mitzvah of Shirayim v'Yisoy that's mefurish in the parsha of Chattis as opposed to Asham. The bottom line is Rabbi Chanan has three, he has a fourth raya also, Rabbi Chanan has rayas, we just mentioned three. Toysus and Zvachim Lamebez Amebez, the Ran and the Dorim, Tavches Amed Aleph, and a Diyek with a Toysus Yontif, in a Gemara in the beginning of Parakal HaTadr, that there's a concept that something that's Mefurish in the Torah is more Chomer than something that's not Mefurish in the Torah. I think that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Jerusa, that's Mefurish in the Torah. As it relates to the others, that's only Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. And it plays itself out, it manifests itself in Halacha. Suffolk, Drusa, you never have an option. You always have to go to Chumrah. However, as it relates to a Suffolk, with regards to the other Trefis, sometimes you go to Chumrah, sometimes you go to Kula. The Hashulchan said he doesn't understand Pshan in the Rambam. He says, Chalila Leimerkei. Chalila Leimerkein, we have it in Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yom Kum Dama, in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, Oysi Yotes, I think that's the Pshan in this Rambam. Either way, we'll have to stop here.